So what we heard there was a conversation we recorded yesterday with a comrade who works in Mexico City. And we wanted to use that conversation as a means of introducing the sort of overview of what's been happening over the last year in Mexico. Like we said, December 1st, 2012 was marked by really massive protests, a lot of people taking to the streets to show their complete disagreement with the election of Peña Nieto, which was a fraudulent election. Also with the fact that a politician who was already recognized for the abuses of human rights that he was responsible for in Atenco in 2006 was now taking the lead of the nation. So various reasons that people were taking to the streets that day, and the repression was really brutal and just really astonishing and appalling. So today, 1 year later, we see massive protests again, people taking to the street to mark the 1 year anniversary of the protests of last year, but also to continue with the statement saying this is not anything that we're going to tolerate. This is not anything that we are going to stand by and let happen to this country. In particular, as our comrade mentioned, sort of persecution of those identified as anarchists has been a real major issue. And today, in coverage that we've been following of the protests in DF, we've seen very visible presence of a black bloc, of multiple black blocs, in fact, of those sort of donning the very visible kind of self-identified anarchist sort of organizing attire, if you will. But also a lot of the elements that are the reason for these protests, which are plainclothes police officers who are arresting people and acting with great brutality against the protesters. Also the involvement of proven provocateurs, so paid government agents that are acting on behalf of the state, causing physical and violent disruption in the protests, and also a number of arbitrary detentions of citizens, regular people who are out on the street, of people who are actively participating in the protests, and also notably of journalists. There's a lot of journalists who have been detained today and who have been subjected to abuse and brutality at the hands of the police, and this is not anything new in Mexico. So we just wanted to bring attention to what's happening today and encourage anybody that's interested to turn to the page of our comrades at Regeneración Radio. The website is regeneracionradio.org. This is a organization based in Mexico City that does really amazing alternative media work, and their website has become the hub for the minute-by-minute coverage of not only Regeneración Radio, but also a number of other alternative media groups, including Teje Medios and Subversiones, who are groups that we've been in dialogue with before. So again, regeneracionradio.org is a place where you can check out photos and audio from the protests happening currently in Mexico City right now on December 1st, 2013, which has been dubbed December 1st version 2.0, recognizing that this is the second installment following last year's massive protests and repression. So we encourage you all to keep an eye on that, and we'll be seeing what happens in the coming weeks. And given the role of the media in creating this idea of the anarchist as terrorist and this idea of youth as those that need to be controlled in this political climate, we're going to turn now to a track from one of our favorite groups in Bolivia, Ucamau Ike, with a track called Medios Mentirosos, Lying Media.